Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we're in the midst of a lot of different things going on, and that's throughout the world. Right now, our economy hasn't been doing that well, especially no matter where you are, actually all over the world. And everybody's looking for ways to improve, not only themselves, but their lives as a whole, be it their family lives, their emotional lives, in some cases their spiritual lives. But today we're going to talk about helping you to help you ensure a better business life, a better success life. Now, that's whether you're a company that's been around for a long time, you're a person that's looking to start a business, or you're somebody that's an entrepreneur and a budding entrepreneur, whether you have one business, two businesses, three businesses, it doesn't matter. But whatever it is that your dream is, we hope that through the Zurian Show we're actually able to give you information on a regular basis that is actually useful to you and your family and those around you, and that you'll also share that information with others. Today we're going to talk about the seven ways to help ensure your business success. And we're going to take a couple of different things from a few different people that have actually written on this subject, and we're going to use that information to talk to you today. You know, one of them is from a gentleman who wrote an article. His name is Donald Torin, and he actually wrote, which is where we got the title from, or one of the places that we got the title from, he wrote in Entrepreneur Magazine about how you could do that. So if you'd like to get more information on him, please feel free to go to Entrepreneur Magazine and look that up. And I believe the article that he wrote was on April 20th of 2012. I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. But Entrepreneur Magazine, Success Magazine, all of these are phenomenal magazines and great for entrepreneurs and people that are looking for success in their business. They're not the only magazines, but they are some of the really good ones. And there's also a couple of books that I'm going to recommend to some people to look at. One is The Go-Giver, and that's The Go-Giver. That was written by Bob Berg and John David Mann. Ladies and gentlemen, phenomenal book. Phenomenal book. Please go ahead and get a hold of it. Another one is by Jeff Gorman, and he wrote The Little Black Book of Connections, another extremely great book. And most of these books aren't long, so they're easy to read and they're straight and to the point. Another book was by Dr. Ivan Meisner. Dr. Ivan Meisner recently wrote a book that was just released called Room Full of Referrals, another phenomenal book. Again, that's by Dr. Ivan Meisner, who's the founder of BNI. He wrote Room Full of Referrals. And another book that I've been reading, and it's also really good, especially for those of you that are into networking, is one called Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank, and that's by Mr. Lee Abraham, and it's also co-authored by Dr. Ivan Meisner. Again, that's Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank. But anyway, with no further ado, I'll also bring up those books again a little bit later. Let's get on the subject at hand, seven ways to succeed to ensure your success in your business. Right now, we're in some of the darkest days of what some people would call, well, not the darkest days, things are looking a little better, but we're in the darker days of our recession. Things are improving, but they're not moving as fast as everybody wants to. And everybody's ready for the recession to be totally over. But remember, too, that things like this are cyclical, so things go around. And for us that are in business and for us that are trying to grow and develop, that's always something to keep in mind. You need to prepare. As one gentleman said, you need to prepare for rain. Why? Because it's going to rain. That means no matter what business you're in, no matter what time, eventually you're going to have times where you need to have your umbrella. You need to have your galoshes. You need to be ready for rain because it's going to rain. Anyway, most of us, when we're not finding sales or not finding that sale that we want to increase our sales. Well, only slightly for some businesses is a motivating thing. I mean, getting those sales to come up so that you can do what you need to do and so that you can get around your own depressions. Because even in a booming market, there's a lot of people that run into, we'll say, our own little depressions. And our depressions is we can't get the customers to come in like we want to, what have you. Well, while some people are losing customers, you're not only losing customers, you're also losing them in the use of their wallet. So we need to develop customers and get customers to where they want to come into our store. And that means we need to constantly add value to what it is that they have to offer or what it is that we have to offer. So nowadays, you have to over-deliver and under-promise. Now, that's an old saying, but it's a true saying. You need to continuously and constantly provide value to each customer. It doesn't matter if they've been your customer for 10 years, 20 years, or 2 days. There's always somebody out there that's trying to take that customer from you. And there's always somebody out there that's doing it a little quicker, maybe not necessarily a little better. So that's one of the reasons that I'm a big advocate for relationship marketing, for growing a base, but I'm not saying that you're going to grow a base and those people are going to just stay loyal to you. What I'm saying is that you grow a base and continue to over-deliver, continue to give the people what they need. So again, when you're in the midst of a deep economic change like the one that has occurred, and businesses are really never the same from that. Why? Because there's been some, we'll say, some emotional damage that's occurred. So entrepreneurs, whether you're an unemployed person striking out on your own, or you're a seasoned veteran trying to get your mojo back, what you must do is you must look at things differently in order to survive. Because right now, a lot of things are going on, so there's a lot of difficulty. So you need to make sure that you're doing at least the basics. You must change, especially small business owners, how you're doing things. Some of us have the tendency to wing it. Well, winging it just doesn't really work anymore. So luckily, as I was saying earlier, what has not changed are that the business fundamentals of actually doing business. Yes, there's new tools, there's new gadgets, there's new things out there, but a lot of the basic structure of actually running and conducting business are the same. So those business fundamentals are there. So your management traits are going to help you to have success in what you're doing as an entrepreneur or even as a big company. Also, you must possess all of them. You must work on them and understand that you need to grow and develop in all of those things. So you need to have a tendency. You need to get into your tendency and consistency along with commitment, vision, and, again, those basic business tools. Also, you have to have a heart for business, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of us have a passion, but a passion with no action leaves you with nothing. You just have a passion. So passion is important, but it isn't everything. You need to have that passion. You also need to provide, again, good quality structured service as you're doing what you need to do. So there's new strategies that are required. However, strategies designed to work in a changing work or business climate are critical for your success. All right? So you have to change and develop and implement these strategies firsthand during the recession and its aftermath. And you need to have and employ yourself not only to have a consultant with many different types of businesses and things like that, which is what you would get from getting yourself an advisory board. These are people that are going to look at your business, look at your plan, and look at what you're doing and act as almost like partners. They may not be getting paid, but they're like advisors, and they're going to help you with your business. But these are people that you know and trust and hopefully that know your business and know your market, so that they can give you advice on what it is that you need to do and act kind of like as your sounding board. But before we even get into all of that and part of some of that, what you need to do is you need to have a written plan. Without a written plan, it's merely a dream. It doesn't have to be a book, but it needs to be a few pages outlining the specifics. So your objective, your strategies, your financing, your sales, and your marketing plan. And you have to make a determination on the cash that you're going to need to get things done. and you need to write all of this down. Writing all of this down is a critical step, and it's where a lot of businesses drop the ball. You've got a great idea, but you haven't followed that up with action, and that action that you haven't put into it is going to cause you to drop the ball, be it that you missed a widget or there was something that needed to be implemented that wasn't implemented. Now, I know that I just said that you need to write a plan. Well, that plan is your basic blueprint. The next thing you need to do is you need to realize that you can't be married to that plan. Things change. Life changes. So as things change, you need to look at your business plan. You need to look at your life plan as a evolving thing, as a living document. So if there's something that needs to be changed and it makes sense to change it, you need to change it. You need to make that change and then make the adjustment to your document and then make the adjustment to your overall plan, how that's going to fall out over the time that you're conducting your business. So that's number two. Number three, you need to keep your ego in check and you need to listen to others. That was one of the reasons that I was talking about that advisory board. There's people out there that are going to see things. They see, they know you're passionate. They know you feel a certain way about it, but you need to also get people that you know and trust and respect to also be your sounding boards. You need to understand that you can't do everything. You need advisors because they are critical, because you need those people to bounce your ideas off. You need to inspect what you are doing, all right? You need to push for the greater accomplishments and be held accountable for what you've committed to. And you also need to be good to keep your word and follow through on your commitments. There's so many people that I meet nowadays that are in business that are just terrible at follow through. Their commitments are garbage. So guess what? Their relationships end up being garbage. Why? Because you can't depend on them. So for all of you business people, if you make a commitment to somebody, you need to keep that commitment. If you're not going to keep the commitment, don't make the commitment. You're doing yourself a disjustice and you're sabotaging your own success. So you need to do things the correct way and you need to keep your emotion out of it. You also don't need to say yes just to make somebody happy. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln made a comment about somebody that had promised him a job many years ago, and somebody advised him. He said, "Yes, Mr. Such and Such promises a lot of things, but he doesn't follow through." And I think Abraham Lincoln's reply was, "Yes, he didn't have much to, he didn't have any money to give, so he gave promises in its stead, but he meant to do it." Again, a promise doesn't help the person that's trying to do business with you. In turn, they're not probably going to do business with you when it's the other way around. They're also not going to refer you because now you've established yourself as being inconsistent. Now, I'm going to come back to some of the books that I was talking about, but let's just stay on this path right now. So keep your ego in check. Listen to others. That was three. Number four, you need to keep track of everything if possible. Keeping track of everything and managing your numbers is going to help you to do what you need to do and to also find the success that you're looking to have. So it's going to help you to do the things that you need to do so that you can have what you need to have. So, again, losing connection, had a slight thing here. Anyway, number one, as I said before, let me go right back really quickly. Number one is you need to have a written plan, all right? And that written plan needs to have all the assets in it that you need. Number two, don't be married to your plan. Understand that your plan is a living document. And as a living document, things happen, things change. Number three, you need to keep your attitude and your ego in check. You also need to listen to other people. Get yourself an advisory board, people that you know and trust, that can actually help you to grow your business and that are going to give you sound advice on what you need to do to move forward in your goal. Number four, you need to keep track of everything and you need to manage by the numbers. If the numbers aren't rolling out the way that they are, I know your gut may say something, but you need to really look at it. You can follow your gut. However, your gut is probably not going to work for you, especially if the numbers are really crazy. All right? But you need to create a written system for everything because you need to reap the benefits from them later. Those numbers that you're keeping track of can help you as you go on in your business. And also, it's how to train yourself and your employees to retain consistency. Those numbers are telling you, again, what works, what doesn't work. So know your numbers, check them daily, and make all your decisions based on what those numbers tell you. One of the most important calculations in cash flow and cash formula is to determine how much cash you need to do business, and don't start without those required cash on hand. So you need to have that. And my suggestion to everybody is whatever it is, up it by two, up it by three. And that's before you start the business, so you don't really know. Everything's a projection. Things are usually more expensive than you think they're going to be, so you need to be ready. Why do you need to be ready? Why do you need an umbrella? Because it's going to rain, and you need to be ready. Be optimistic. I am optimistic, but it's going to rain. It always does. Next thing, you need to delegate. Number five, you need to delegate employees to avoid micromanaging them. Designate them a job, and then let them do your job. A manager's job is to delegate and then to inspect the progress. You as a manager, it's not necessarily your job to do the work. Now, in some cases, you may be both. Well, then you need to look at somebody else or see if you can get somebody else to actually inspect what you expect. So as they're inspecting it, they can tell you if you're hitting the mark or not. Why? Because we're people. We have a tendency to make excuses. So you need to keep your business organized, and you need to keep it as flat as possible. If you delegate your efforts, you will get more and better than you expect results by doing that. You need to have an actual written training and orientation plan for your employees so that they know what's required of them. You need to use incentive-based reward systems to maintain what you're doing and so that you don't have any problems with attitudes or issues that can crop up because people feel as though they're working themselves to death and they're not getting any reward from it. Number six is you need to use the internet. The internet is a tool, all right? It's not everything, but it's a tool, and that tool can be very useful if you use it correctly. If you're looking for data and you don't know how to find that data, then maybe you ought to go to one of these companies that actually will provide that data for you, and they're very good at what they do. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but again, you can look on the internet and you can actually pull that information, but you need to use the internet. All right, and it's an incredibly powerful tool. It's very cost-effective, but it takes time and some skill in order for you to use it. But it's all about creating a community. So you need to use social media. You need to use networking. You need to use Facebook and Twitter and blogging. And if you talk to me, text messaging and text message marketing to build a rapport with your market, because you need to get those people in. If you don't know how to do it, then see if you can get the training. All right. If you're an older person, trust me, you got kids or grandkids or whatever around you that know the internet and especially those social media tools. And again, my real ping, if you're not using text message marketing, ladies and gentlemen, you are missing the boat. I know everybody's talking about apps and everybody's talking about Facebook and everybody's talking about LinkedIn, but understand, you need to be a go-giver. You need to be somebody that's not only networking, but net weaving. I forgot the gentleman that actually owns that title, but net weaving is a trademark thing. But still, you need to go out there and you need to build a community. And what you can do with social media is you can network, you can net weave, and you can create relationships that could be very valuable to the success of your business. But the internet is crucial, and all of those social media, mobile medias, internet, all of that, there's a lot of effectiveness in it if you know how to use it. Next thing, you need to reinvent your business. If you're an existing business and things haven't been good, then you need to rebrand. You need to redevelop your brand, change the logo a little bit, maybe not change the name, maybe change the name, but you need to rebrand yourself, all right? It is not gross revenues that you want to focus on. You need to separate yourself from your history and create a new and competitive advantage to be focused on your particular niche, on your super service, and not just by discounts. Understand it's the quality of what you're providing and it's the consistency of what you're providing that makes you marketable. Everybody can reduce the price. Everybody can reduce the price. Everybody that can reduce the price. Don't make that the thing to try to make your success. You need to add value. You need to over-deliver. You need to do things that make you stand out because you're giving quality and consistent information, service, products, all of the above as you grow your business and as your business develops into what you need it to develop into. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is really a nutshell of it. Again, going back, 7 ways to ensure your business success is to, again, create a plan. From that plan, you're going to get your structure and have an idea of what you're going to do. 2, don't be married to that plan. That plan is something that is just to set you up and get you started so that you knock out as many of the widgets that you need to knock out and understand that, like life, everything changes. So it's a living document. 3, you need to keep your ego in check and you need to listen to others, that advisory board, those people that you trust and know that can help you. It can be critical in your business success and in your moving on to the next level. 4, you need to keep track of everything and manage by the numbers. The reason I say manage by the numbers is because a lot of times if our heart and emotions are in it, we'll miss things. Why? Because our heart and our emotions are in it. And by looking at the numbers, it may be a little thing that you need to tweak over a big problem later on. Trust me, we've all had that issue. 5, you need to delegate employees so that you avoid micromanaging them. You need to have a written plan. You need to have training. You need to know what they're going to do. Even if you're the person that's going to do it, you need to write it down. Why? Because once the business starts succeeding, you're going to have even less time to write it down. So write it down beforehand. Write down the processing now so that for any reason you can't be there, it can continue to flow, plus that the people that end up working for you know what they're supposed to be doing, and they're on track. 6, you need to use the Internet. It's an incredibly powerful tool. It's very cost-effective, and you need to put social media into your stuff, all right? Not just Facebook, not just Twitter, not just blogging, not just YouTube, okay? You need to also use text message mobile media marketing. You need to envelop all of those things, and in some cases, with your standard regular marketing. Today, marketing is no longer a one-way street. It's a two-way communication, and you want to build those relationships with your future customers and maintain it with your existing. I tell people all the time when they say they want to get new people in, it's not that you need to get new people in, it's that you need to stimulate the relationships with the people that you already have. It costs you 10 times more to get a new customer than it does for you to properly optimize your relationship with your existing customers and showing them why they need to stay with you, showing you why they are staying with you because you're providing a service that most people aren't. So that Internet, that social media, that mobile social, that text message marketing, all of that, phenomenal. And integrate it. Play with it. Find the things that work for you and use them all. But remember, too, with social media, ladies and gentlemen, it takes time. 7, you need to reinvent your business. You're all about getting net profits. Net revenues is nothing. You've got $100,000 coming in. It's costing you $200,000 to run your business. Guess what? You're not making any profits, all right? You've got great revenue coming in. You've got great money coming in, but you're not using it, and you're not getting enough to actually keep you afloat. In another show that I talked about your break-even point, all right, your BEP. Your BEP, ladies and gentlemen, is truly critical to the success of your business. Your BEP is the amount of customers that need to come through your door and buy or use your service so that you break even. So BEP is break-even point. Everything past your break-even point goes into your profit margin. Everything that's not in your break-even point, guess what? That's money that's still coming out of your pocket just to run your business. Very, very critical. I also talked about, CAC, all right? Your cost of acquisition for a customer. What is it costing you to get somebody in? Again, a lot of marketing people, a lot of that stuff sending out 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 mailers, it's not cost effective. Creating flyers, it's not cost effective. You need to find things that are more cost effective to actually help you to grow and develop your business. that's another reason. For a lot of you, don't know how to network. You don't know how to talk to people. You don't know how to grow your business. So for those of you that, again, aren't subscribing to Success Magazine, my recommendation is that you subscribe to Success Magazine. There's also a DVD that comes in there that is pretty critical with interviews from some really successful people on how they did what they did. Take notes, do what you need to do. Another one is Entrepreneur Magazine. Entrepreneur Magazine is another magazine that is a phenomenal book for entrepreneurs or people that are growing your business. And if you already have a business, it's a phenomenal thing for people that have a business but are too set in their old ways. You're going to learn new tools by new people that are doing things and some things by people that have been doing it for a long time. Again, the books that I recommended for you to read is, again, if you're not a referral type of person, if you don't understand how to work networks, Room Full of Referrals. It's a brand new book by Dr. Ivan Meisner, and he's got another person that co-authored it, but that's Room Full of Referrals, phenomenal book. All right, another phenomenal book, again, Lee Abraham. Lee Abraham has a book out, and it's called Money on the Tables, Referrals in the Bank, another phenomenal book, plus that he has training to help you capitalize your teams or your networks or your power teams if you're looking to do that. Another book that I thought was really great was Jeff Gormer's book, The Little Black Book of Connections, phenomenal book, great asset. And again, all of these books are really easy reads, okay? Dr. Ivan Meisner's book talks about the different types of people and how you talk and deal with them. Phenomenal. Mr. Gormer's book talks about things that you need to know about marketing and the secrets of marketing. And again, it touches on networks. Go Giver is a neat, really easy book, and that Go Giver is by Bob Berg and James David Mann. That's a book that talks about little stories, and those stories take you through in a really smooth manner so that you can get an understanding of the things that you need to succeed. Like what I was saying before, you know, being a go-giver, giving value to other people, understanding, you know, looking at the condition, looking at the value, the laws of value, looking at all of these different areas, you know, the law of influence, looking at how you can use these to grow your business, along with the law of compensation and et cetera, so that you can grow your business, grow your relationships, and then grow your own market value. I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anybody. Nope. Those are the four books I wanted to talk about, the two magazines I wanted to talk about. And again, ladies and gentlemen, understand that your success is up to you. Nobody's going to do your work for you. You have to do your work for yourself. And then from there, develop and grow your business, your network, and your success. You know, I always say to people, what is your why? Find your why and then crank it up by 100. Crank it up by 50. Crank it up by whatever it is that you have to crank it up with so that you can find the success that you're looking for. Again, I wish each and every one of you every success. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. If you like the show, please continue to listen and share the link with others. But understand that life is a beautiful thing. And it can be an even more beautiful thing if you have the resources to do what you need to do while you're living it. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show. For everybody that was in the chat, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but thank you for listening in. I didn't see any callers, so we're going to assume that I might have missed that. But either way, again, sometimes I get on a roll and I forget. So I apologize for that. But it's the information you want. It's not really talking to Zurian. It's the information you want. So I hope that we can. In the upper left-hand corner of the show, if you like us, please go ahead and click follow. And also, I please ask everyone to share the show with each and every person that they think would get value in it. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show. Take care, be well, and thank you very much. Farewell.